Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Dancing like a stripper.
Wonk, wonk.
Gay, fun, and awkward. Name of our sex tape.
Chucham Tatsu.
Yay! I'm sure they have disciple orgies all the time.
All the time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Promete una bolsa de tenis.
Tell me, you almost forgot the part you always forget.
No, I didn't forget.
Almost
forgot. I just wanted to
test
very
me.
Clearly point out that I didn't forget this time.
Okay.
We are good. We're recording.
I've had this problem before where it doesn't sit. Oh, you would normally do that.
Yeah, I gotta put it.
Why are you doing weird things? Hi!
Hey.
Bestie!
Hey, hey, playa.
It's been a while.
It has. It's been like a month.
Whoopsie doodles. Is everything okay over there? Shannon, have you forgotten?
Something that's crackling.
Is it my knees?
No, it's the audio.
Just sometimes it's my knees. Do we need to stop? Do we need to figure things out? Do we need to do technology? Do we need to...
Okay, it stopped.
Okay, great. Love this. Great.
It was being picked up, though. So it stopped. We're good to go. Huzzah! Cool.
Is it even our podcast without technical difficulties?
No, I mean... It should be expected by now. It's been 12 years, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. Let's tell the people what's been going on.
So why haven't we met in a month?
I only remember two of the reasons. Last week, we were tired.
We were tired.
The week before that, you were in Vegas.
I was in Vegas.
There was a week before that also. What was going on?
Were we tired? Were you sick? Were you teaching?
Was I teething? I wasn't teething.
Teaching. I feel like...
I had a student? No, I didn't. I don't know.
Something.
Who fucking knows?
All the above.
No one knows.
Like, all that kind of shit's been happening.
Yeah, just things. Things happen.
Like, sick,
mm-hmm.
overworked,
mm-hmm.
tired,
mm-hmm.
out of town,
mm-hmm.
out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I mean, I could have come over Tuesday, but I had just seen you the whole weekend.
We were exhausted. I was exhausted.
So tired.
I was tired all week. So let's start there.
Yeah, what'd we do?
So, the first week of April, I went to Vegas.
Yeah,
for
how was Vegas?
Work. We'll talk about that after
sure.
our weekend together.
Sure.
So I went to Vegas for work for a whole fucking week. I flew out late Monday night, like on a 9 o'clock flight out of Detroit.
Yeah.
And I landed in Vegas at midnight Vegas time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took me like another 2 hours to... get my luggage, get a taxi, get to the hotel, check into the motherfucking hotel, which had a long ass line at 1 in the morning, let me tell
that.
You. And then, like, finally get to bed. So,
yeah.
And I went for work, so I was just, like, up and running the whole time. I never left the resort.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to do any sightseeing. I didn't get to go to the Bellagio. I didn't go shopping, like, nothing.
Nothing.
I fly back butt-ass crack of dawn. Actually, I flew out before dawn. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
My flight left Vegas at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So as the sun is rising, which means I was up at 4 a.m. to check out and get to the airport. And I came home. And by the time I came home, I ended up driving through fucking 4/5 o'clock traffic
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and got home and was exhausted and then got up the next morning and got myself and Catherine packed. And then we drove to Ohio to spend the weekend with you and your family in Oberlin for the eclipse.
Hooray!
Yay! So we'll talk about that. In a hot second.
Yeah.
So we come back from that, which took twice as long to come back.
We knew that was coming, though.
We knew that was going to happen, though. And then, like, the whole next week, I just, like, dragged ass.
Yeah.
And I think it was a combination of, like, all the traveling, the time changes, and the work, and the eclipse, and all the energies that came with a new moon, a solar eclipse, Mercury hitting retrograde. I was just like, I was trashed.
Yeah.
And I finally feel better now. Like,
I'm
I finally
so
have a little energy.
Good.
feeling a little bit woo-woo. So, yeah, so it's been like, it's been a really long 2 weeks.
I get that.
So,
I get that.
Eclipse. Woo, tell us, Maggie.
Yes. So,
Back in 2017,
the eclipse was on my friend Elena's birthday. And she said, let's meet up for my birthday and see the eclipse in totality. And I went, and it was fucking amazing.
And you were in Nashville
for that. I was in Nashville. That was when I discovered Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams, which I am still obsessed with to this day. Feels like my relationship with Jenny's hasn't been that long, but really, it has. Let's talk more about Jenny's. No, I'm kidding. But like, it feels like my Jenny's obsession is not 7 years old, but here we are. It is. Yes. And I also had an edible and was really stoned during that eclipse. And after the totality was over, which, by the way, was amazing. But after the totality was over, I was like, okay, I'm done now and I need to not be here anymore. And I looked it up. I used my phone and I said, when is the next eclipse? That was great. I want to do that again. And it was in 2024, so 7 years later. And I was like, we're fucking going. And I even told Ashley around that time, oh, by the way, during the solar eclipse, then 2024, I'm going to be at your house. I'm coming to your house.
Right, because it moved significantly closer to Michigan.
Right. It
went from like, did it go from Florida? No, it did go Texas. From Texas through Nashville and up, because we could see in 2017. We could see a little bit here in Michigan.
Well, that's true for all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, you can, like, if you're that close, you would see like 50% even totality. You could see a portion, but even.
But this one was going to be totality through the middle of a town where a family member of yours lives.
Right.
So we said in 2017, ha ha.
We're going to go.
Joseph, we're coming to your house. Ha ha ha. And we did.
All right. So, Shannon, based on seeing partial eclipse in 2017 versus a total eclipse last week, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my God. 10 stars.
Mm-hmm.
2 thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 out of 2 stars. Like
7 out of 5. 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I want to start traveling now for totality.
You want to start being an eclipse chaser.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be able to go to South America for the one in August.
Right.
But, like, yeah, maybe we should start traveling and be an eclipse chaser.
Okay. I'm down
so
for it.
So the next one in the U.S. is, like, in 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And we already looked at that path, so we've already decided not to go to Disney World because it will be the most expensive day in Orlando ever.
Yes.
However, I do have family.
There's a lot.
Both.
So much of Florida that's going to be in totality.
Yeah. So most of Florida is going to be in totality. And I have family on both coasts that will be in totality. I also thought, is Nashville in totality again?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I looked at it.
But Denver is.
Yeah.
And I thought that might be fun.
That might be cool.
To go to Denver.
Yeah.
Because that's a mile high. That might be a whole different feeling for totality for that. So I definitely want to plan a trip for that in the future.
We'll plan it. We'll do it. So. But also, people will be like, oh, well, I'm in 90% totality. So it is like 90%. Oh, cool. Do you feel like that's accurate? Do you feel like 90% totality is 90% as cool as actual totality?
No.
No.
Actual totality was a million times better. Significantly better.
Significantly better.
Significantly
a million
better.
Times better. So I just wanted people, my friend Will, I'm calling him out. Will, if you're listening, I think you're an idiot.
Your friend Will.
My friend Will.
Who lives south of us now,
I
right?
did not say this.
In that state down south?
Correct.
Okay.
He lives in Cincinnati. And I was like, did you see the eclipse? And he was like, yep. And I was like, did you go to totality? And he was like, no, I hung out with my nieces. It was like 15 minutes away from my house. This dumb motherfucker did not drive 15 minutes away to go to totality.
Dude, that's like from here to the park. Like, that's not even from here to your house.
I know.
We could have met in Pinckney. In
yes.
the middle for
yes.
totality.
Yeah, that is exactly what... Yes, he could have gone from here to Pinckney and been in totality.
Fuck you. You are an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everyone went to Ohio, but down in Cincinnati, like, you could have just driven 20 miles.
Yeah. You could have.
Not even that.
You could have just gone into where it was and just gone to a rest stop on the highway and looked at it and then driven home. Mm-hmm. You didn't need to be anywhere. You didn't need to do anything. So anyway, totality. And actually, there was a NASA scientist online like the day before or 2 days before I read this article being like, don't think that 99.9% totality is, it's not it.
Right.
It's not it. You need, that's, you think it's going to be cool, but it's not. You need to be in totality to experience the thing. And yeah, it was great. It was great not being stoned this time. I have to say, so this part I actually thought was very funny. I always call that the gazebo park, even though that's not really gazebo. It's a, I don't know what it is.
Like a pavilion.
Pavilion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely more pavilion than gazebo. But I always call it the gazebo park. And Danielle was like, hey, I brought, you know, this lawn chair, but I scoped out the field and it's too far away for, you know, Dan had shoulder surgery in December. And she was like, I'm worried about Dan carrying the chairs, and like, I would rather have some place where we don't have to carry stuff as far, right? So Danielle said that to me, and I went over and looked at the gazebo park, and it was totally empty. There was nobody there. Mm-hmm. So I said, guy, and I was like, that's great. Like, even if there were a couple people there, I would have been like, let's still just go there. But I was mm-hmm. like, let's go have a fucking park to ourselves.
Yeah, it was great, because a lot of our friends were surrounded by thousands of people
yeah.
for totality. And we had like a private little park party with a few neighbors sitting on their front lawns mm-hmm. enjoying it with us.
Yeah.
So.
And then we're leaving the park. And Joe goes, oh, yeah, that's private property. It's not actually a park.
it's a private
yes.
park
right.
for the people who happen to live on that street that have an HOA.
Right. Right. It is owned by the HOA for that street.
Do they really care?
Nobody cared, but I had no fucking idea that it was that.
I could tell.
Oh.
I could tell the second we got into the HOA area.
Yeah.
Because they had little pylons to announce, this is a new neighborhood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I could tell that.
Yeah.
Like just from that social cue that like they had brick pillars
yeah.
on the side of the road that divides
the
them from the commoners. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just didn't realize that park was a private park. I just never had realized that before.
You probably go there all the time.
Yeah. Correct.
That's funny.
But obviously it wasn't a problem. Nobody cared
yeah.
if they had cared. You know, I mean, that's the thing is that they live in the small enough town that Joseph actually was like, I know a bunch of people who are in this HOA who literally would not care if we were here.
Mm-hmm.
Who were like, yeah, those are my guests. So,
yep.
But I just, it really made me laugh that I was like, we're going to this park. Everybody go. And I like convince everybody to load up and go over there, which was a great, it was great.
Yeah, we bought snacky snacks.
It was just us. The view was perfect.
It was great.
The sky was perfect.
The pictures I got of like the fields and the dusk
yeah.
are amazing. I think I'm actually going to get those printed and put on the wall.
So. My favorite one is the one I have of Zelda looking up at the sky.
Yeah, looking up at the sky.
Where
yeah.
she's standing up and she's got like both of her hands like that.
It looks dusky.
Yep,
I have a similar picture of Catherine. So, but yeah, so it went dusk. It went cold.
It did get cold. I had to put my hoodie on. This is the one that's my favorite. Where
And our cameras are too smart almost.
Yeah.
Because it definitely lightened the background more than what it was.
Yes.
So I guess we should have turned that off.
Yes. But,
and then for totality, you know, we did have literally a black hole sun. Yep.
Where's my black hole sun?
You know, the whole moon covered the sun. We had the ring effect, the diamond sparkle, everything. It was so great. It was so emotional. Chills.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I'm really glad we took the trip.
I was touched at how much you were enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd already been wowed by the experience. Choosing to go to totality in 2017 was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm not going to miss this again. But I really enjoyed My parents had never seen a total eclipse like that before. I was like, was that your first one ever? Yeah. So like that was really fun for me too, to be with all of these friends of mine who hadn't done mm-hmm. it before. Because I had that same experience
mm-hmm.
of being like, wow, that is something special. That's fucking yeah, amazing.
For sure.
Totality is infinitely more cool than even 99.9%.
Yep.
So do you it. Are if you are 15 fucking minutes away from the totality, go drive there
fucking drive
for
your
a
ass
once
there.
In a lifetime experience. Yeah,
cuz the next time we get to do that in the United States, we're going to have to travel to do it.
Correct.
More than an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely do it. Do it. Oh, okay. So.
Oh, also, I really wanted to say we did weather spells and we were incredible.
To make sure that the. Because there was predicted clouds.
There was predicted
along
clouds.
Along the entire path of totality.
Yep.
I think Texas might have got shut out. Where we were literally right on the edge of the cloud belt. So I was pretty confident we'd be clear, not overcast. And we had like wispies.
Yeah, but the
of
wispies
clouds,
were fine.
But yeah, the wispies were fine. But we did do a few weather spells to make sure our area was nice and clear and clean.
I did a crystal grid here at home. And then I charged a necklace that I was wearing the whole weekend that looks like an eclipse. I charged it on the crystal grid so that I had it with me mm-hmm. while the crystal grid stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I had that big guy that I worked on before we went with the connection to my necklace. And then you and Catherine and I did the, sea salt water to dissipate clouds.
Yep.
So I felt pretty good about that.
Yeah.
And we were talking in the lady chat, the group of women who were all there last time together. And one of my friends was like, we like went to Niagara Falls from New York City and it was overcast for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, haha, you didn't have witches with you. Ha ha, you didn't do your weather spells.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Also, though, you found something in your car.
Oh, yeah. So, while I had dropped something. Oh, in the car, I was looking for shit. So, I got down on my hands and knees and was looking under my seat. And I found a pair of glasses I lost a year ago. And then at the end of the trip, I was on the other side of the car doing the same thing for some reason. And I found the other pair of glasses I lost a year ago. So I have bought the same frame 3 years in a row because I like these frames and I kept losing them. And so now I have three sets of identical glasses.
Mm-hmm.
All with different prescriptions. That was hilarious. I kept losing them. And I know I looked in my car.
Yeah.
I know I looked under my seats. There they fucking were. So, yeah. Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha.
I fell on my ass in the B&B. That was fun.
Yeah, you really...
I really wish you had seen
it.
You
went down
you
hard.
You would have died laughing.
I saw your Hulk smashed...
can.
You crushed a can.
Hulk smashed Starbucks can.
Oh, I meant to ask you because I didn't at the time. So Danielle thought this was a super fun and great idea to put together the water taste test.
Uh-huh.
And her husband was like, don't feel disappointed if no one wants to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to participate. I think this sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
But you joined and you were in on it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You
no,
were,
that was great.
Yeah, so she...
I love a taste test.
She did a water taste test. And then Dan...
I mean, kind of lame to think about, but it was actually really fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And Dan was like, I'm so impressed that every single one of you was like, oh, this one tastes like cardboard. Because he couldn't tell.
Uh-huh.
You know, that every single one of us was like, that one's the box. That's the one
I thought
out of the box.
Best one.
Yeah.
Was definitely bottled and it was fucking tap water. I'm a tap water girl though.
You like, you know, you and I are similar in that we both are used to like water that tastes minerally. Well,
yeah.
Like I have well water, you have hard water.
Uh-huh.
Like to us, We need our water to have
We grew up in Florida water.
Yeah. Like, we need our water to have
a little. I grew up drinking chlorine in my water.
We need our water to have a little flavor. I need a little flavored water. You know, got to get them heavy metals.
I did enjoy Airbnb.
Did you?
It was a 200-year-old farmhouse.
Yeah.
In Oberlin.
Yeah.
I had no clue that Oberlin was so liberal.
Yeah.
And such a major part of the Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
The house we stayed in was a stop on the railroad and harbored and helped people escape the South up to Canada. And I did enjoy our guy host. I know we talked a lot. And no, I didn't sign up for 8 a.m. symposium lectures every morning. But it was delightful.
You thought so?
I thought so. Enough to tell my family about it.
Yeah.
And like, I bet Scott would love it.
Yeah.
My Scott would love it.
Yeah. It was.
So.
I found that place and it seemed like you guys all enjoyed it pretty well.
Yeah, it was delightful. I'd stay there again.
Good. I'm glad you had
a good
time.
I found a 200-year-old butt plug in the top drawer of my dresser.
So you guys, it was a wax seal, but it
was a butt plug. It was a wooden butt plug.
Looked like a wooden, but it was a wax seal.
It was a wax seal, but it looked like a wooden
butt plug. It looked like a butt plug.
We'll put it on the Insta, the IG. It looked like a wooden butt plug. So,
yeah.
They were so cute. They had antiques all over that house. Even in all the drawers in the bedroom, which was slightly annoying.
Was it you or Danielle who was like, I go to open a drawer to put something in there and it's already full?
Yeah, both of us. It happened to both of us. And that they had a giant suite. Like, if we had been a closer family, we could have all just stayed in the suite.
Right. So when we were booking it, my parents were like, I'm not staying in a fucking... We're staying in the Union room. We're not staying in a fucking Confederate room. Right? And then you were like, yeah, I'll stay in a Confederate room. I don't give a shit. And then Danielle was like, hey, can I? She actually texted me separately because I posted about it on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And Danielle was like, may I invite myself on your vacation? And I was like,
and you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then I said, but the only room left at this place is this giant suite.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, how much is it a night? And I was like $250. And she was like, I don't fucking care.
It was giant. It had three full-size beds in it.
Yes.
Three queens.
Yes.
It had a whole separate bedroom and bathroom.
Yes.
It was giant.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catherine actually had talked to Danielle about it and was like, we all should have stayed there. And I said, but you didn't need to. And Danielle was like, this is about limited resources. Catherine was correct, which was very funny. Danielle's take on that. Oh, we went antiquing. That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah. Catherine loves. She got some Ann Taylor pants.
Did she really?
Yeah, she got dress Ann Taylor pants. They're actually pretty fancy. So
I found an Uncle Remus book. You found it for me. Uh-huh. Disney's Uncle Remus book. And I went to buy it. And the man thought I was buying it because I'm a racist in a good way. He was very excited for me that I was really sticking it to those woke people and how they have made Song of the South. They're so woke, you can't even handle watching it anymore. And I was just sitting there with grit teeth being like,
Yeah, I mean, you can just grin it and leave. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. I used to work at Disney World, to tell you the truth, and Disney's right. It's problematic. It's a problematic cartoon, and it's right to be back in the vault.
Yeah, the cartoon is actually...
However, I'm a witch, and I'm buying this book because I'm going to start working with the
Trickster Rabbit. I want... Yes.
So.
Yes, I am. I am starting a relationship with the Trickster Rabbit God, and Brer Rabbit is one aspect of that, one facet of that. So anyway, yeah, what I said to him was, it is really interesting and important to look at the ways that we change our views of things over time about what we will tolerate from each other and what we won't. And I just left it at that, like, vague vague middle ground.
I'm here for it. I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, so we had a great weekend in Oberlin.
Yeah, my drive home was so bonkers. 23 was,
I can't believe you beat me home.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Didn't I leave like a half hour before you?
Correct.
So, and we were
you stopped.
We were already gassed up though.
Did you stop for dinner?
We did stop for dinner.
I didn't stop.
I probably spent about a half hour or so in Adrian
eating
dinner.
I did not take 23 home.
Neither did we.
And I told my parents, I was like, I started naming off the towns that I went through. And my dad was like, oh, so you took 223. And I said, I did not. I was on 223 for 5 minutes. And that was also horrifically backed up. Mm. I was just literally jogging back roads. And my drive that normally takes me 2.5 hours took me 3.5 hours. So.
Yeah. So it took us 4 hours to get home. And we...
So that math works out.
Avoided all the traffic.
Yeah.
But we took back roads all the way. So we stayed on the Ohio Turnpike till you could hit the highway that goes up through Adrian, Michigan.
That's 223.
So we did that. There was one cop fucking up everything for everyone. Instead of just letting us run the four-way stop, he was directing traffic. And I'm convinced that fucked up traffic even more.
Yeah.
So I actually drove around that traffic and then got stuck because there was a cop directing traffic instead of just letting us run the four-way appropriately.
Right.
But yeah, so we stopped in Adrian for a pee and dinner, and then I think we got home a half hour after you did, which was funny. We drove over your road, over North Territorial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wave to hit Maggie!
Oh my God, speaking of which, I am so fucking tired of this construction going on. So, as we know, because I've complained about it a few times, they are doing construction on North Territorial at Dexter Town Hall, which, like, if you made a block, like a city block out of these country roads, it's just a diagonal block, right? I live at Brandon Quigley, North Territorial and Dexter Town Hall, they make a square, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I cannot go to work without having to deal with this in some way. So what I have been doing has been going these back roads, going Quigley to Madden to just get around it. But I am not the only person doing that. In fact, there are...
Everyone's doing that.
Many, everybody who lives in that area is doing that. Most people are not taking the longer detours. Anyone who's local is doing that. And so Madden and Quigley roads are both getting completely fucked, just utterly, and the Washtenaw County Road Commission has been like, oh, it's fine, we're gonna keep grading the roads. I always call it raking, and my parents go, what? And then I'm like, raking, when they put the gravel down and then rake it across the road with the rake truck, but whatever. And they were like, the Washtenaw County Road Commission promised that there was extra money for doing that extra, and they have been keeping on top of it, sort of. But what happened over the weekend, Shannon? I'll give you a hint. It was rain.
Lots of spring rain.
It was
April showers, spring May flowers.
There was so much rain. And what happens to dirt roads when it's fucking raining and hundreds of people are driving on it?
It deteriorates.
I mean, it's like a fucking... Rivers. It's like a fucking Disney ride with side to side shaking on Quigley Road right now. It is. I am so over this fucking construction. And it originally said...
I just want to confirm...
Tell me.
...that... Oh, no. The director of the Michigan Department of Transportation is Bradley C. Weedfrich.
Mm, okay.
Would we like to... I don't have a I don't have a picture, but...
Are we trying to curse
him? I'm going to guess that he's a white guy we hate.
White guy officially. We hate. We hate you, white guy.
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we are up on 7 weeks right now that it's been like this.
Uh-huh.
It was originally supposed to be 6 to 8, and then they were like, oh, never mind, it's going to be 10 to 12.
So his officer of human resources is also male, Jonathan.
We hate him too.
His other officer of government... affairs and commission advisor is Troy.
Okay, I hate him too.
And then there's a state transportation commission, and that's head up by commissioner of office of commission audits, Jack.
They all suck.
The guys, the literal guys at the top of the DOT org chart are all male, and they are all under the governor. White guys we hate.
White guys we hate. We also have one.
Ooh, there's a Todd.
Fuck you, Todd.
Bureau of Transportation Planning. Is that who we should actually hate for?
I don't know.
Fucking up all the roads. Actually, your roads are county.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So you have to hate Washtenaw. I kept on saying
Washtenaw County Road Commission. Fuck those guys.
Scott hates the state level. I have 96 people right now. Hey, the equity inclusion officer is a female.
Of course she is.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send this to my husband so he knows who to send hate mail to.
Listen, she promised to fix the damn roads. I'm sorry that the construction is annoying.
It sucks.
It's the only reason this construction is so annoying is because it's ruining my car and my drive to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally ruining my car. My car is being ruined by this.
Mm-hmm. The bumpy dirt roads, yes.
Yes. So anyway, now I'm taking a totally different way to work. So I only do...
Even more different.
I do a third of the amount of bumpy dirt road than I was before. But there's no there's no skipping bumpy dirt road.
Right.
There's no avoiding it.
Can you go up to Pinckney and out through Stockbridge? Have you tried that? Yeah. It's kind of up.
That would be up and out.
Yeah, up and over and down.
No, I'm just going a different way to get to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Just going... Yeah, just
to
going
get to 94.
Yeah, I'm just going a different way to Chelsea. But like, stupid. We have another white guy we hate, which is former President Trump.
Who keeps falling asleep and snoring in his trial.
Yeah. Also, I heard him... because I just happened, my parents had TV on in the background. He was talking at one of his rallies about it, and he was like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be gagged. And I was like, are you though?
Are we talking drag queen gagged? Or
gagged and gooped.
No, S&M gag?
Right. He was talking about how there's a gag order on him.
Yeah.
That he is
not allowed to talk.
He keeps on fucking talking about it.
Yeah.
It's actually not in court that you have the gag order on you. It's
outside of court, you asshole.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be gagged. And I was like,
no, you're supposed to be gagged now.
I don't think you
keep using those words.
I do not think those mean what you think they mean.
He keeps talking about Stormy, too, out in public. He is just going to get more and more.
He's so fucking stupid.
Fucking old man.
Yeah.
Someone said a trialist expert.
Okay.
Said that when people are guilty, they are more relaxed in court.
Interesting.
Because they're like, yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Fascinating.
And when people are innocent, they tend to experience more anxiety because they're truly and honestly worried about the outcomes. So when you're in jail, those, like, say you're being initially processed.
Yeah.
The people who are innocent, like, are up all night. They can't sleep. The people who are guilty tend to pass right out.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Isn't it?
Human.
Sleepy Don.
Sleepy Don.
We'll just call him Sleepy. Yeah, whatever. Fuck off, all of Fuck you old
off.
White guys.
Fuck off. All right, so it's been so long. Let's jump into some content.
Real quick, Vegas is fucking expensive. There's no reason you need to go there. End of story.
It used to be, you know, when we originally planned.
Caesar salads, $25 for a to-go Caesar salad. Actually, those were more like $15, but like in a restaurant, $25 for a Caesar salad, chicken Caesar salad.
Of Vegas used to be that.
Cheap buffets, spend all your money.
Yeah, you could do a lot of stuff for cheap. Mm-hmm. Right? There was also a lot of stuff that was really expensive. Mm-hmm. Cirque du Soleil, never been cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But that there was lots of fun, cheap shit you could do. When we went to Vegas as a family I was a kid,
Circus.
We did go to Circus. Mm-hmm. I bet that shit was $25 a night.
Yeah.
We walked up and down the strip. We watched the pirate ship sink. Mm-hmm. We watched the lava flow at the Mirage. Mm-hmm. We did all that free shit. My parents basically paid for, like, none of it, you know, like, for us to have fun.
We just walked around and watched all the free shit.
Yeah. At MGM, they had, like, a walkthrough of, Wizard of Oz, right? They did pay for us to do the Medieval Times show at Excalibur. It's not called Medieval Times, but
yeah. Their dinner show.
We did their dinner show.
The Bellagio is a great walkthrough.
Yeah.
Caesar's Palace has a giant mall.
And
a Poseidon show.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of free shit to do. But when it comes to sitting down and eating.
Right.
If you want something cheap now, you're eating at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You're eating at In-N-Out.
I mean, but even.
Even that is expensive.
You know, when we were originally planning my birthday trip. Like, everything that I had looked at before the pandemic, it went up by 1.5 or 2 times. I wanted us to go to the Korean spa and pay like $20 to hang out there all day. And it was like $40. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why would that? And then we did the pool day instead of that. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, like, $40 per person, we should just rent a fucking cabana at the pool.
Mm-hmm. Which we did.
Which we did. And it was incredible.
So.
But like, yeah, I agree with you. Part of Vegas was that. There was a lot of good, you could do it for cheap. You could find fun, cheap stuff to do. You could do cheap buffets. You could do cheap entertainment. Mm-hmm. And the number of cheap things is.
So our conference was at Paris.
Yeah.
Which I actually liked because it's actually a smaller resort. It's a very small casino, respectively. And giant meeting rooms. And everything was very kind of tight and close knit, which I really enjoyed because you and I have you and I have been to conferences in Vegas.
The
Caesars is giant. We would have to leave 20 minutes before a session to make sure we got there on time, you know.
Right.
It's a massive casino and the hotel's on the opposite end of the conference center. So the same thing at Paris except on a much smaller scale. So I did like that. And I didn't leave the resort once and step 1 foot out of there. So I ate and slept in the resort and it literally cost me no less than $55 a meal.
Yeah.
So I had already planned to bring a ton of snacks, which I did, and protein shakes for the morning and yada, yada, yada. The U of M follows the federal government per diem, which was $69 a day.
So you got to eat one meal a day.
Right. However, Maggie.
Yeah.
U of M policies are if the conference provides any meals, you don't get that money for those meals.
Uh-huh.
So the conference provided 7 a.m. to 7:30 breakfast. Which was like continental bagels and coffee bullshit. Which,
right.
How many times did I go to that?
Zero.
And then we hosted a lunch one day, so I didn't get my lunch money. So that means I got $17 that day, which I spent on dinner, which cost me $60.
Oh, fuck off.
And I didn't have an extravagant dinner.
No, I'm sure.
I did have a martini with every meal. So those were between $14 and $20. Okay, so I didn't need those. But each meal, I had baked brie for lunch one day, and that was $25. I had
baked brie?
Salmon at another meal, and that was $35. And then I had fancy French chicken dinner in the Eiffel Tower, and that was $55 just for the chicken.
That's unreasonable.
So, and our whole day is $69.
Unreasonable.
So it was, we all like lost money going on this trip.
Yeah, you did.
Which is supposed to be fully covered.
Right.
By our employer to be there. So, huzzah! People, you don't need to go to Vegas. Don't go.
Yeah, seriously.
Honestly.
I mean, my birthday trip was fun, but
it was a birthday trip.
It was a birthday trip, and it was so much more than we thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a cheap, fun place
to go. It was anymore. Cheap 10 years ago.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well,
when
it was
went for slumber parties, it was cheap.
When
we
I didn't
had a
get
blast.
To go, when I went to the hospital instead. Yeah, I know.
It was a blast. We had such a good time. It was cheap and affordable, and now it's just like, it's out of control.
Yeah.
So.
They're like, this is Disney World for adults. And you're like,
no, it's not.
Is it though?
Disney's better.
Is it though? We all know that.
Poor Ben couldn't come visit me because he just spent the last 2 weeks in Japan.
Nice.
So he went to Tokyo Disney
and
Sea Disney.
Tokyo Disney Sea is well regarded as the best park that exists in the world. Everybody's saying it.
Have an excellent time. Maybe we should do a Zoom with him and have him tell us about his Disney experience.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So he just got back the other day. So it was actually really weird to be like 13 hours behind him. It's like he'd be up at weird hours of the day. So like I could talk to him when I got up and when I went to bed. Because he was doing like the opposite himself. He was either getting up or going to bed. So when I was getting up in the morning, it was nighttime there. And when I was going to bed at night, he was starting the next day.
Right, right.
So it actually hurt my brain when I got back to Michigan to figure out, okay, Ben says he has one whole day left right now. And then he flies out tomorrow at 5 p.m. And so his Sunday when he flew back was 30 hours long.
Oh my God. Actually, I had that happen to me when I went to
that timey-wimey stuff.
So when I went to Australia, I had a day that didn't exist for me that I did not have happen. Technically, it happened in the air and I had like 2 hours of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I left on the 12th and I arrived on the 14th.
What? You missed the 13th altogether?
Uh-huh. I had like 2 hours of it.
That's weird as fuck.
Isn't that wild?
You missed a whole day of your life?
Missed a whole day of my life.
Holy crap.
But then on the way back, I had one day.
It's like being stuck in that Stephen King movie when they get lost on the plane for years.
So when I left Australia, it was morning. And then I flew and when I arrived in Los Angeles, it was morning. Yeah. Of the same day.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Yep. Yeah, he left at 5 p.m. in Japan and landed at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Same day.
Yeah.
That, right. Rewound. Rewind that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. My day on my way home was something like that where it was 31 whatever hours. I don't remember.
Yeah, probably 34. Yeah.
34 hours, whatever it was. I don't remember how it worked, but yes.
Cool, cool, cool. All right. We talked about white guys we hate. Mm-hmm. We ready for some assholes?
No, we have content. We have content? So much shit.
Oh my gosh. Hot. I have a confession. I didn't read for a whole week. I didn't read at all when I was in Vegas. I was so tired. I was so sunk. But I've already made up by reading like 6 novellas in 3 days this last week. So
look at how many titles I've read.
69, dude. I've hit my 53 goal for the year. Woohoo. I sent that screenshot to my sister. She's like, you read? I was like, ma'am. Yes, I read now. I used to read when I was younger and then I got tired of reading and now I read again. What do you read? I was like, smut books.
Yeah. All right.
She reads real legit books, whatever.
I don't anymore. A few years ago, I said to Natalie Knazik, I said, Natalie, I don't want to read smart people books anymore. I want to read fantasy written for teenagers now. And she said, okay.
Do it, man. Do it. What makes you happy.
Yeah. And now I don't want to read books for smart people anymore. I want to read sex.
I want to read about dicks.
I want to read about dicks.
Fingers running through my folds.
Fuck folds, man. I fucking hate folds.
We need to have a whole discussion on that. We can't have it today, but I think we should have a whole discussion similar to what we talked about earlier. Seriously, on why folds is like drawing your fingernails across the chalkboard for you.
Okay. I mean, I did bring it up in a previous podcast where I said, I assure you my pussy does not fold. It's all connected.
I think we should dissect it a little
further. It's all one part. Okay. But Salacious Players Club. I am totally into this book.
I read all of those.
Did you?
Yes.
I
loved them. Which one are you on?
I am skipping the last two. I just finished Mercy.
No, the last two are great.
I'm bored with them for now.
You gotta read the girl one. They finally do.
I know, Madame Kink.
Yeah, they do their female partner.
Yeah, that's me. That's Mercy.
Okay, yeah, with the son.
Yeah,
and then they do
the rich guy and then they do Madam Kink. Those are the two that I haven't read that I've just been like, whatever.
They're good.
Yeah. I've been enjoying those. I've been picking my way through
those.
Didn't
I tell you to read those?
Yeah, ages ago.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great.
They're great.
How was the first one?
Fun.
Did you complain to me about that? And did I call you? Did I identify the book?
No.
Okay.
That did not happen.
That first book is when I realized, oh shit, I think Scott and I are both subs. Oh damn. Oh, we shouldn't be together.
Oh dang.
Oh damn. Oh dip.
Oh dip.
Yeah, I love the Salacious Player Clubs.
Yeah. It's good. It's cute.
I really liked the Thruple one too.
I loved the Thruple one. Yeah,
that was a good one. The half brother sister one was a little weird.
That was weird.
That was weird.
I get the concept, mm-hmm. right, of the guy who's the voyeur falls for a cam girl.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Did it have to be his half sister?
Their part, not half sister. Oh, stepsister.
Stepsister. Right.
Didn't have to be the stepsister.
Didn't have to be his stepsister.
Didn't have to be the stepsister.
Didn't have to be the stepsister.
Gave me the ick a little bit.
Yeah, I love the Salacious Player Club.
Yeah,
I've been chasing that dragon for so long.
Nothing is as good as that. Okay,
it's so good.
I do have a complaint in Mercy.
Okay,
I wrote a Maggie rant paragraph to a fellow kink friend.
I love it. Which part?
The impact scenes.
Mm.
They don't warm anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And six hits of something gives people marks. Mm-hmm. Neither of those things are accurate.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, I mean, if you are getting hit only six times with something and it marks you,
you're hitting too hard.
That thing is destructive. I've hit people hard as fuck one time with uh-huh. something and it doesn't leave a mark. Yeah. You know, so like Maggie bottoms to like find out what it's like. And she's like, I had these welts and bruises. And I was like, did you though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, though, that's just not accurate. And you don't go in there hitting someone as hard as you fucking can mm-hmm. without warming them up. You start with your little light taps for mm-hmm. a while
yeah.
and then you crescendo it up.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like even when I've gone through, okay, so I did a scene some years ago where my friend flogged me. He set up this whole thing outside where there were three Andrews crosses and three people doing a scene at the same time. Uh-huh. So he like set this whole thing up and I was one of the ones and my friend who set it up was the one who was flogging me. And like, it hurt. It was one of the most intense scenes I've ever done. There were marks across my back immediately. And the next day, do you know what there was? Fucking nothing.
Right.
That scene was so intense that as soon as we were done, I sat down on the ground and I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no marks. There was no bruises. There was no welts on me the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not normally hitting people that hard.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't. Floggers don't even normally leave a mark.
No, because they're like little leather cattails. They're right. delightful. Right. I love them.
Yes, same.
I got flogged in the alley of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, oh, snap.
Ooh. Ooh.
I really liked that.
Ooh.
Holy fuck.
Like, you have to be, you know, my friend has these gloves that are called vampire gloves, and they've got spikies on them.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit someone with that, yeah, you're drawing blood and you're leaving a mark and that's gonna fucking hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the fact that they were like, you're doing six lashes with this. I was like, six is fucking nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. So anyway, I was really mad. I was like, none of this is how this works. This person doesn't know shit about impact scenes. I've got marks and bruises on me.
Mm. Then you have a bad dom. Mm.
I mean, some people really like getting marked and bruised, but you have to do that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use implements that are going to do that. You have to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to hit somebody hard. And to do that, you don't just go in at a level 10 right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You know?
I am so happy you found Salacious Player Club.
Yeah. Yes, you told me about it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, you need to read these. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So they were on my TBR for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Loved them. I didn't remember, actually, that you were the one who told me to. I just knew they were on my TBR.
Hey, hey.
But, so, yes. Wait, I've been reading through the Live Ship Traders, which is fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck, I'm in this deep. Anyway, each of the books is like 30 hours long. All I do is listening to the audiobooks of this all the time. I'm in love. I'm in love. It's my favorite. I've been texting people who I know have read it to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, Live Ship Traders Trilogy. Super fucking good. What about you? What have you read? What have you watched?
I have. Oh, all my British shows came back and I already watched them all.
Hooray.
God damn it. God damn it.
Oh.
The second half of season 4 of Hope Street dropped. It was like 6 more episodes and I just finished those. Mm-hmm. That is the sea town, like the Irish coast sea town. That's, it's supposed to be a police drama, but Scott was like, this is a fucking soap opera. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. So I watched the rest of season 3 that just came out. It's like they split the season in half,
mm-hmm.
and did it a year apart. And then I did finish this last season of Death in Paradise, Murder in Paradise.
Okay.
So that's done for like another year. Beyond Paradise has come back, and so they are 3 episodes in on their next season. They'll probably have 3 or 4 more. These British shows do shorter seasons on American TV.
Yeah.
And then Ghost. And Ghost was on hiatus because of March Madness. So, CBS is behind on that because they were televising all the basketball. So, yeah. I've also been reading these Wed to the blah, blah, blah series. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was part of our start a new series challenge for Kindle this month. And so they're novellas. They're all between like 100 and 250 pages.
Yeah.
I've read Ice Giant, Jack Frost, Krampus, Wolfman, Phoenix, Lion Man, Minotaur, Bullman. And Bullman's a Minotaur. He's the brother of Wed to the Minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
So the premise of these books is like Earth like went through some shit. We went through like a midlife crisis, blew our own shit up, and all the aliens from around the universe decided to help Earth and settle on Earth. And so humans are like the poorest of the poor and the lowest of the low.
Mm-hmm.
And we work as slaves to all the aliens that have repopulated Earth. And so all of these wed to blah, blah, blah. There is only one way for these aliens or these, you know, other beings to mate and marry humans. And that's to go through the temple.
Yeah.
And so you submit your blood for a DNA match and you get matched with your mate. So these are true mate matches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way for these settlers to marry humans. And the only way for the human women to marry another species and to be part of their communities is to marry into it. And then, so like, let's just say Jack Frost pays a fee to the temple when he gets his bride. And then the temple retains a fee. And then the girl's family or whomever she wants to give the money to gets the rest. Because she doesn't need any money anymore, right? Because like a rich guy just married her.
Right.
So and you also have to be a virgin. All virgins. But most of them plan for this. Because they know it's the only way out of poverty. So the women are high commodities still on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And even in richer human areas, women have to really protect their virginity if they want to be able to submit their blood to the temple.
Right.
So there's some sexual assault scenes between humans or attempted sexual assault scenes. Because women are just, they're still not taken care of by their human counterparts.
Just showed up in my memories.
What? Aw, your first tongue pictures. I love it.
It's your birthday. It's your 40th birthday. That's my 90s.
Oh, fun. That's your 90s Gwen Stefani hair.
Yes. And us doing silly tongue pictures.
Yeah. So I've read, once again, Iceman, Jack Frost, Krampus, Wolfman, Phoenix, Lion Man, Minotaur, and Boltman. I really liked Jack Frost.
Okay.
He's like a power sub.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really cute and a little nasty.
Love it.
And Scott was like, my Scott was like, this Kindle keeps wanting me to read this Wed to Jack Frost bullshit. I was like, oh. I was like, that was a good one. You should read that one and take notes. It's a real quick read, honey. You'll get it done in an hour, I promise. But he's like naughty. He's nasty.
I'm
like,
reading the nastiest fucking book of all time.
I downloaded it and there's three. I'm so excited.
The first one is called Priest.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about a man in his late 20s who became a priest in his mid 20s. So he's only been a priest for 3 years. And he meets a woman and breaks his vow of celibacy. And it is the most sacrilegious fucking wild shit that I have ever read. And it's not giving anything away because it's in the about the book part.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he like screws her on the church altar.
It does say that. Yes.
It does say that in the about this book part.
Where it doesn't even have it.
Some 29-year-old priest.
Yeah. Going to pound
town. Town on the altar. Right. I'm here for it.
Are
you going to read it? Read it in your sexy voice.
Yeah. There are many rules a priest can't break. A priest cannot marry. A priest cannot abandon his flock. A priest cannot forsake his God. I've always been good at following the rules. Until she came. Then I learned new rules. My name is Tyler Anselm Bell. I'm 29 years old. 6 months ago, I broke my vow of celibacy on the altar of my own church. And God help me, I would do it again. I am a priest, and this is my confession.
I can't wait.
Shannon, it's so fucking nasty.
This isn't going to be as nasty as that, but I do have like a priestish vibes. Uh-huh. And that was that Unfurl book we talked about. It's another like sex club venture.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a virgin program.
Oh.
Where if you are still like a virgin and you no longer want to be, you can enroll in their program and they help you not only fulfill your fantasies, but then lose your virginity at the end of the program. So the girl that goes through this in this book, the owner ends up falling for. And they're both recovering Catholics. So her final scene is like with all the guys in the club dressed as monks and priests who come in and like paw at her and take advantage of her, like six guys, one all over bits and pieces of her body. But then like the main priest comes in and takes her virginity, which is the guy who loves her.
Oh, so, I also, when we were in Oberlin, I read Delilah Green Doesn't Care and I fucking loved it. It was the first female FF lady love book that I really enjoyed. Where it wasn't like trying to be, like it was very cute. It was fucking adorable. Delilah Green Doesn't Care. It was really great. Let's see. Yeah, so that's that. X-Men 97, fucking amazing.
Fucking amazing.
So fucking good. Ghosts, excellent. This season is
delightful.
Excelling. Not Dead Yet, still great.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the most recent episode where with the baseball game?
Yes. There was no ghosts in that one in the very beginning, and that was it.
Yeah. But the part where they realize that they can get along by shit talking people was so fucking cute.
So cute.
Good content stuff. Were you done with content?
I think so.
The new Hollywood sign for Detroit.
Looks like we ordered it off of Temu.
The wish.com version.
Wish.com.
The wish version.
We were promised a Hollywood-esque Detroit sign.
We were.
So when you say Hollywood-esque Detroit sign, what do you picture, Maggie?
I picture something large and iconic and where people can see it with like something nice, like a mountain in the background or whatever. I mean, I know there's not mountains here in Detroit, but like there are hills,
but there's plenty of space between the airport and downtown
for sure
where that could happen. We have the giant tire.
We do have the giant tire.
We have the football-shaped bridge.
We have the football bridge.
Like Which, all those fucking things happen whenever we try to get fucking fancy and host goddamn national events.
Correct.
So, Detroit is hosting the draft this year.
Oh, is that why we got that?
The draft has left New York City and they're now, like, traveling the country with it. And so, Detroit is hosting the draft and that is why we got a Detroit sign that is supposed to look like a Hollywood sign.
Right.
But it looks like it was delivered by Wayfair.
It does. It looks like somebody
made
that.
A third of what you think it would be.
It looks like somebody made that and then put it up in their yard for like a graduation.
Yes! Party. It looks like a graduation card sign, except slightly bigger. There's no wall behind it. It's just like in the side of the highway that
so
goes
like
through Detroit.
You can see
houses.
Houses behind
and
it.
The houses are bigger than the letters.
Right.
And so, like, that's my main issue. Like, there should be a wall there. If you're going to put a big-ass Detroit sign, it should be backed to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Or it should be before you hit downtown, like, just past the inflatable tire. You know, like, somewhere that's airy and open and can have a quote-unquote Hollywood-style sign.
We definitely...
But she did look good in dark. She looks great all lit up at night.
Okay, like you got beer goggles on. Let me know when this episode drops so that we can post this meme on it. This will be one of our internet things of the week. It says, what we ordered. And it shows a beautiful, even Detroit sign.
Yeah, that's the picture they promised us.
And then what we got.
What we got.
So we are.
It looks like a card your yard sign.
Yep.
But so sitting in cement blocks. So I sent some articles and pictures to both Trayvon and Ben, and I was like, "What the literal fuck?" So Detroit gonna Detroit. I can't even right now. No one can. Everyone fucking hates it. I wonder if they'll take it down after the draft.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. I can't imagine.
You could have a better sign on a billboard.
Yes.
Joanna, please put a better Detroit billboard up.
Pretty sure her name is Jumana.
Whatever, Joanna.
Jumana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking our favorite family. What's the what's their faces? The
Sam Bernstein.
The Bernsteins. You know. anything's better than that at this point.
All right. I want to read the BuzzFeed article about it. So,
ooh, yes. Okay.
So it says, Hollywood set out to make their own Hollywood sign. And it's, well, certainly something. According to WXYZ, the Hollywood style sign consists of 8 foot tall letters and was put up in celebration of the NFL.
8 foot tall?
8 foot tall.
How tall are my ceilings, Maggie?
Taller than that.
Like 10 feet, 12 feet. Like your house is... taller than that sign. Oh, I knew it. 8 feet?
All right. So this.
That's a basketball hoop.
Correct. So it says, rate Detroit's Hollywood style sign. And it's got that picture. The people in Detroit are pissed off about that damn sign. I think the Detroit sign is actually dope. People love to complain about nothing. No, ma'am. No.
It is cute in the dark.
I get
lit
it.
Up.
Yeah, when it's lit up. The Detroit sign, and it's got the meme, and it says, you are tacky and I hate you. Somebody come help me push down the Detroit sign. I feel bad for the taxpayers. They said the Detroit sign looked like refrigerator letters. It does.
Yeah, for sure.
It totally does.
Card your yard.
Oh, see, this was the same thing I said. They made my joke. Did the Detroit sign come from Temu or Shane?
Uh-huh.
My face when I see that Detroit sign on the freeway. It's Thomas the Train.
Yeah, like,
looking really mad. Just looking so.
I saw someone do like a reboot of it already. And the D was the Detroit D, the English D for the Tigers. Mm-hmm. And then they took the logos of the Red Wings and Pistons and Lions and kind of split them up between the rest of the letters. And that looked cute. Like, that was cute. But these Temu motherfucking signs. That's bad.
All right. We have been going for a long time, haven't we?
We're just over an hour.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Those are all the things except you broke your phone.
Yeah, so I was reading the other day and I dropped my phone on my face, like you do. And except this time it hit like the rim of my glasses. And my glasses have a metal top rim and then like nothing underneath. So my lenses are like naked on the bottom half and they're just held together by this top metal rim. And a few hours later, I notice a chip right around the earpiece of my phone. And I'm like, God damn it. And so I angle the phone and it's spiderwebbed underneath the phone protector. So the one little notch that is exposed, not covered by the phone protector, made contact with the metal rim of my glasses and physically chipped and then spiderwebbed. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, what do I do? So I go to the AT&T store and I'm like, so I'm eligible for upgrade because I pay extra to do that after like 18 payments, 18 out of 36 payments on my phone. And, but I have this chip, I have this spider web. Like, what are my options? And the AT&T guy was like, well, I can't take back a damaged phone if you want to turn it in for, you know, credit and an upgrade. So you have free glass repair as well as free battery repair. What did I just buy 2 months ago, Maggie?
You just bought a brand new
fucking battery and I didn't realize it was covered on my insurance, my AT&T insurance.
Right.
I don't have Apple Care insurance. I have AT&T Assure insurance. So I'm like, okay. So he's like, if you get the front fix, it's going to cost you $30. They'll bill your account. You don't even have to pay out of pocket. And then I'll bring your phone back to me and we can talk about an upgrade. I'm like, all right. So I file the claim. I go to the Assure place in town and the kid was like, ma'am, your phone's not cracked. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, this is a screen protector. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, look, he peeled off a second screen protector. I had
screenception,
two screen protectors on my phone and didn't realize it. So my iPhone 14 is in perfect shape. So I'm on my way home and I'm like, you know what? The 16s are going to come out this fall. It's April. I can get it upgraded. Your phones are like cars, right? The second you take it out of the store, out of the box, it starts depreciating.
Right.
So my phone, which has a brand new battery in it and a flawless body, is at its height of worth right now.
Yeah.
So I decide to go ahead and turn it in. And I have a brand new iPhone 15 Max.
Ooh.
And lowered my payments.
What?
And they gave me a fourth phone line, which lowered my payments. I don't know. Fucking cell phone people are weird. I don't have a fourth phone. I just have a SIM card with a phone number attached to it. Yeah. So I have, and that came today, and I did all my transfers, and I'm charging the old phone right now, and I'm going to send that back. So, yeah. The first thing I did when my phone came out of the box was put a screen protector on it. The second thing I did was put it in a case. I didn't even touch it. I did peel off from my old phone the camera cover.
Yeah.
So I need to remember to, and I kind of damaged it. I cracked it when I pulled it off because it's sticky. So I need to remember to get a new like phone cover. I like their covers for the cameras. It's like an extra camera cover. So anyway, yeah, I got a giant new iPhone.
Amaze.
Because why not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
All right. So this is our Am I the Asshole?
So I pulled the Shannon, right?
Somehow, I don't know how it's a Shannon, but it is.
It is.
I don't know how.
I thought I broke the phone. I didn't at all. But I still ended up with a new phone.
Such a Shannon.
Such a Shannon move.
All right. This has been living rent free in my mind. Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for my girlfriend's plane ticket after she decided to stay longer on the trip without me?
No. Did he pay for the whole ticket before?
Right. This is the question.
Okay.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
My 28M girlfriend, 27F, of 2 years, and I planned a 2-week vacation to Italy. I paid for flights, hotels, everything, because I make more than she does, and I wanted it to be a stress-free trip for both of us. Everything.
So this is like, because I'm taking my family to Europe, I know how much this costs.
Yeah.
This is like a $10,000 trip.
Okay, great.
$10,000 to $15,000 trip he's paying for.
Everything was great until the last day when she tells me she wants to stay longer to find herself and think about our relationship without me there. She didn't discuss this with me beforehand. It completely blindsided me. I was hurt and told her if she feels she needs time alone, then she should also be independent financially during this extension of her trip. I said I wouldn't be paying for her new return ticket whenever she decides to come back. Now she's upset, calling me unsupportive and selfish, and some of our friends are saying that I'm being an asshole.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa. What?
Unsupportive and selfish.
She expected him to finance her Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes.
Experience.
Right. Where she considers their relationship.
Go fuck yourself. Absolutely not. You're on your own, honey.
Some of our friends are saying I'm being an asshole because I left her stranded in a foreign country without financial help.
She chose to stay behind.
So, Reddit, am I the asshole for refusing to pay for her new plane ticket home?
Absolutely not.
No.
Nope. No, honey, you ain't.
No.
All right, what'd Reddit say?
So, top comment says, not the asshole. She can find herself on her own dime. You have been supportive and unselfish. You did not complain. You did not become difficult. You respected her decision to stay and quote unquote find herself. Supportive does not mean you have to pay for her choices.
Correct.
And no, you did not strand her in a foreign country. It was her decision to stay behind. All you did was respect her decision. However, you are not obligated to fund her decision.
Mm-hmm. Any updates on that?
This person says, let's be honest, she could find herself at home, but she chose to stay in Italy. She had a paid for holiday and now she's all surprised Pikachu face that he won't fund a journey of self-exploration.
Surprise Pikachu face.
Yeah, that read, I want to fuck Italian guys on your dime to me.
Facts.
She
should just find an Italian sugar daddy to take care of her.
To think about our relationship without me? The relationship without you is her being single. To spring it on you last minute and imply that it's about whether or not you stay together? And then she expects you to pay her way? The audacity.
I love these crazy bitches.
Right. And so all of Reddit, there's a lot more comments as we get lower being like, she met a guy. She wants to bone somebody. She wants to bone some Italian guy.
How did she meet anyone, though? Like, she's been on vacation with her boyfriend this whole time.
We have an update. We're both back in America now, and she is packing her shit to go stay with her family for a bit until she can find a new place to live.
Excellent. Sounds like
Soon
they broke
after
up.
I posted, it was time to go to the airport. So I did, without her. I'm one of those people who arrives really early because I never think I'll get to the gate on time because everything that could go wrong probably will go wrong. It never does.
But sounds like someone you know.
Sounds just like someone I know. I was there for about half an hour by myself, mulling over my situation and talking to my mom. I looked at a couple of responses to this post, but I didn't trust that I wouldn't lose it if I started responding, and I did not want to burst into tears while I was in the airport.
Aw, bless him.
I know. As I was talking to my mom, my girlfriend showed up. I guess she thought I was bluffing, but had a rude awakening when the hotel staff kicked her out of the room. She just thought she was going to stay.
Can't stay. Unless you're paying for it, honey. You got a credit card, charger, Eat, Pray, Love, too, you're in Italy.
I took no small amount of satisfaction in this, not going to lie. She'd been so concerned about the plane ticket home that she hadn't even stopped to think about where she was going to stay. As many of you guessed, she met someone while we were in Italy.
When?
She was quick to tell me that it was just a physical attraction and that they hadn't done anything, but she had his information and wanted to see if it would go anywhere.
Oh, fuck off. He just wants to get into some American's panties. And
I guess that's where
add a name
what I get
list.
For not feeling well and wanting to stay in one night while she went
what?
Out to explore.
Oh, fuck off. Probably some gelato cart motherfucker.
Obviously, I told her things were over between us, even though she tried to make it sound like nothing happened. The fact was, A, I couldn't feel like I could trust her when she said that, and B, I don't really want to be with someone who still feels like it's okay to keep her options open when we've been in a monogamous relationship and living together for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, I think, is the good point for make it or break it.
Yeah.
Like, if you've been dating for 2 years... If you're not ready to put a ring on it at that point, like, cut your losses and move along.
The flight home was awkward as fuck. And she tried really hard to get another upgraded pitch for why we should stay together.
I would have upgraded to first class and left her ass in coach.
Stay together on the drive home from the airport. I think as we got closer to home, reality started setting in and she realized she'd just thrown a lot away.
She done fucked up, Aaron.
So yeah, I'm jet lag and physically and emotionally exhausted. I'm just kind of numb at this point.
Poor guy. I feel bad for him.
I do too. Listen, I will be your
sue her ass.
I will
for
be
that
your
vacation,
girlfriend. Right? You can take me on a $15,000 vacation. I will suck your dick like a couple times.
Hey, she has top shelf vagina.
I do.
Guy, just
I do.
Let us know.
This Reddit user with a throwaway account. fabulous plenty 5465. I'm in love with you. I'll be your girlfriend forever.
Oh, man. Well.
Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
That's delightful.
She met one guy one night on vacation. Yeah.
What are you, 18 in the movie Eurotrip?
The audacity. Right. No. If you are doing that, if you are being in your early 20s and fucking around in Europe,
go fuck around in Europe.
Go do that.
I hope you don't get kidnapped and sold to sex slavery, but go fuck around.
Listen, when I lived in Spain, I didn't fuck anybody. I didn't have sex that entire time I was in Europe.
Yeah.
Because everybody was
dangerous.
Scary.
Yeah. People think America's dangerous. I don't know, man. When you got tourists written all over your forehead, I think there's a lot more at stake.
I had fake... You've seen my hair when it's been platinum blonde and it does not look like a real hair color. Where it looks like straw, like it looks fake.
Mm-hmm.
I had that.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it did not... And I also had very long roots. You could see my roots... 2 inches, very fake colored hair, and I would get men screaming at me out of car windows.
What did that sound like?
Rubia! Rubia!
What's Rubia?
Blondie.
Blondie.
Screaming.
Like, I know Rojo is red.
Just screaming Blondie at me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just means blonde, but like...
Yeah.
You know, if you said it to someone, it would mean like, hey there, Blondie.
Hey, baby.
Right?
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey there.
Hey,
Blondie. Right. So, just screaming. Just screaming at me from Carly.
Besa. Besame mucho.
Yeah. Hermosa. Rubia.
So, funny side story related to Reddit. I was watching my cruise girl last night because she's from Britain and has a really relaxing voice. And now I'm obsessed with maybe thinking about possibly taking a cruise sometime in the future.
I want you to go with me. You and I should do a cruise.
And then Charlotte Denoble, something like that, came on afterwards. And she does Am I the Asshole?
Yeah.
Reddit reads and reactions.
Yeah.
And I usually don't like watching reaction videos, but I like her voice, her attitude and opinions match ours exactly.
Right.
And sometimes she'll read things that we've already read.
Nice.
So that's really fun.
Yeah, because I picked the good ones.
Yeah. So she does a lot of wedding ones. Mm-hmm. And so Scott was like, oh, yeah, I watched this one the other night. He's like, I'm like, I can't believe people. And he didn't finish it. And he's like, oh, let's finish it. He was so into it. It was so cute. Oh, and she gave an update on fake titty ice swan lady.
Oh,
do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Okay. So the girl stole $7,000 from her bridesmaids to pay for the bachelorette wedding, the bachelorette weekend in a giant overpriced house. The father found out and was like, no, here's money for that. Give your money back to your friends. She didn't. She told everyone that she bought an ice sculpture with the money when she got caught. And then she walked into the Airbnb with new magical titties.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she took the $7,000 and paid for new titties.
Right.
So there's an update.
Tell me the update.
And there's lawyers involved. So the girl who wrote all this was the sister of the groom. So they broke up. The wedding is off. They still don't know what happened to the $7,000 because the titty job was free.
Mm-hmm.
Why would a titty job be free, Maggie?
Why?
She was fucking the plastic surgeon for the last year.
My God.
Very well known, very well renowned plastic surgeon. His wife showed up at her daddy's house to basically beat the shit out of her. I don't know if she was beating the shit out of her, but confronted her family about this.
Mm-hmm.
There are lawyers involved now. There's divorces involved now. And the girl who's writing all this is like, I now have to run my posts through lawyers to get them approved to put them on Reddit.
Oh my gosh.
I promise you, I will keep you continuously as updated as I can while everything shakes out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was cray cray.
All right.
Crazy. All right.
One more.
Yeah, we are at 120. I know. It's okay. It's been a month.
It's been,
Y'all
but this one is from today.
2 days.
It's a new one. And I, so.
Ooh, I'm it's
reading,
a new one?
I'm reading it fresh. I'm reading it fresh today.
Hot off the presses.
Am I the asshole for telling my son and daughter-in-law that it's not my fault that their wedding was upstaged by my birthday party?
And was it the same day?
No.
Okay.
The birthday party was a week earlier.
Okay. Proceed.
All right. In my social circle, your 50th birthday party is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I have not celebrated my birthday for a while. My last real big birthday party was when I turned 16. Overall, I have been saving for this party for years, and the family knows.
Mm-hmm.
My son and now daughter-in-law told me about a year ago that they were going to get married a week after my birthday. I told them that it will happen after my 50th, and he has been to these parties before, and they are a big deal. He got shit-faced at his aunt's 50th previously.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I am not going to tone it down, and he said, I don't care. So she said, you know what these events are like.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing these a week apart. I'm still going
on. Is this a mom or a dad?
Mom, it seems
like. Okay, it's a mom. Okay.
Seems
like
a mom.
And her son's getting married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So she. So they said, our wedding is, you know, April 10th. And she goes, well, my 50th is April 3rd. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to kowtow to your wedding. I've been planning this for years. And so you
sounds
can,
like an Aquarius. Sounds like Shannon.
Right. So, and like, you've been to these parties, you know how big they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal in our family.
I'm 50!
Yeah. My party had over 100 guests and a lot of bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the comments, she says that they rented a venue that has private beaches and pools. It was a ton of drinking and fun.
Nice.
Right? Think of a big old pool party, but for adults.
Nice.
I mean, right. Brought... So what her giant blowout 50th was not wedding like.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a.
It was relaxed. It was like our day in Vegas.
Yeah.
Pool party. Right. Getting drunk.
Right.
Eating
it
good
wasn't
food, spending time with friends.
It wasn't, you know.
It wasn't a formal affair.
It wasn't formal. Wasn't catered in
with
that same
ice
way.
Swans
right. Right. Wasn't.
And
wasn't,
fresh titties. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was basically. So at my son's wedding was this weekend. And the events got compared. It was basically all people were talking about. My son and daughter-in-law were cold to me during the wedding. I got a call from my son, and it boiled down to I needed to apologize for outshining their wedding.
Absolutely not.
That people were calling his event cheap and overall seemed to prefer my event.
Maybe
I told
you
him,
should have picked a different date.
I'm not apologizing. I warned him last year, and he said he was fine with this.
Mm-hmm.
It is not my fault that his wedding was upstaged by my party. They chose the date knowing that this is how 50th birthday parties are in our family.
Mm-hmm.
This started a huge argument, and they both told me I was a jerk.
It sounds like the family's actually a jerk.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
100%.
Sounds like the family are jerks for talking about the birthday party at a wedding.
Right.
Like, loud and proud.
That part.
Like, maybe they just should have kept it on the down low or not had mentioned it. And then the couple's assholes for making the mom feel like shit. So I rule that the guests are the assholes. Because the mom was very clear. The parent was very clear with, that's fine. Yeah. But I am still having my big ass awesome birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope your wedding can live up to that. Too bad, so sad.
All right.
Are there any updates?
Nope, no updates. But I told you this one's hot off the presses.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Not the asshole, but everyone who is trash talking your son's wedding are.
I am the smartest woman alive.
All right, I like this one. I'm turning 50 next year, and in my friend group, it's a huge milestone. We do parties, trips. We talk about being able to join the Golden Girls squad. As we get older, we have few things to get excited for. 50th birthdays are a big deal. You have every right to celebrate it how and when you choose. Your son is not the asshole for hosting his wedding near your birthday. Again, he and his fiance have every right to celebrate where and when they choose. The assholes are the ones that are trash talking a wedding and making your son and wife and his wife feel bad.
Yes.
Heck, they just had two events with free food and booze. They should shut up and enjoy their
shut
free
the fuck up
food
and enjoy your free
and
booze.
So
I agree. The family's assholes.
The family's the assholes.
Scott turns 50 this year.
Oh yeah, shit.
That's why we're going to Europe.
Yeah,
that's his big birthday trip.
Well, because you know Catherine's turning 10.
Catherine's turning 10.
It's wild.
And that's me.
I can't believe our baby is turning 10.
I know. Our baby's turning 10. She's so grown up already. I can't stand it.
I know.
We bought period supplies.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
Would she be embarrassed?
Yes, she would be very embarrassed.
Aw, baby. You know, my mom said that Irma, she told me this story when we were driving to Ohio. I don't remember what brought it up, but that Irma noticed Candy's developing body,
mm-hmm,
and just like bought extra and tucked him away.
Mm.
Like not just the breast buds, but that like she was getting moody, like all these things where Irma was like, and I fucking know what's up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And bought period supplies and tucked him away for Candy.
That's nice.
It was nice.
Yep. So I ordered her
panties.
Some panties.
Good.
We bought some supplies.
Yeah.
We're going to put together a little emergency bag for, mm-hmm, her to carry around. So we're going to put supplies and panties and wipes in there. I bought like individually wrapped wipes to put in there. And then when we get closer,
mm-hmm,
or when the event happens,
yeah,
we'll load her up with, you know, some, pain meds.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah, dude. Advil is my goddess during
heating pads. We'll get her all set up closer to the day.
I know it will embarrass the shit out of her. Uh-huh. But we should have a girls' night and
we should have a period party.
That's what I'm saying. A fucking, mm-hmm, period party.
She absolutely loves red velvet cake.
Yeah.
So you should make a red velvet cake.
I have never
grandma's
made a
frosting.
Red velvet cake before in my entire
with
fucking
grandma's
life.
Frosting. Just do a box.
I don't do box cakes.
Oh, my God.
How dare you? Have you ever known me to bake something not from scratch?
I don't know what you use to bake shit.
All Does right? my stuff taste like it's from a fucking box?
I shit? Don't know. I eat shit. That's how I grew up. Everything comes out of a box.
I don't bake from fucking boxes. All of my shit's
I
from scratch.
I barely make from scratch chocolate chip cookies.
That king cake was from fucking scratch.
That was delicious. That was one of the best king cakes ever. That was like New Orleans level king cake.
I make shit from scratch.
It's awesome. So,
but we should have a period party for her. We should.
I think we should too.
We should watch coming of age films.
Yeah. 13 going on 30.
Ones that she's maybe never seen before. I don't know.
Okay. We probably have another year or so.
I know we do. We've got a little
She
time.
Said, the doctor said 2 years after the buds.
The buds.
And those came in last springish last terrible. Year this so we got another year.
I know.
So it might be the end of fifth grade.
Yeah.
Or summer before sixth grade.
Yeah.
God, I hope it's summer so she doesn't have to deal with it in school.
I know. Mine happened in January. so I had to deal with it in school.
I don't remember when mine started.
And yeah,
I lived in Florida, so it was always hot. During my
first period, I had to take the PSAT. And I was like, I fucking hate everything about this. Why does it feel like I'm sitting in a pond right now?
Oh my God. I don't think I sent you this reel. But there was a reel of a guy. His wife was behind him in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he did this on purpose to get her reaction.
Uh-huh.
But he started on a rant about how he thinks women overreact with their period pain and that they should be used to it by now because they have it once a month from, you know, starting at the age of 13, 14, 15.
Yeah.
Why at the age of 35, 40 are they still complaining about period pain?
Mm.
Man, you never saw a woman's ears and face perk up. She walked right over to him. She started reaming him out. I swear to God, she was going to dick punch him.
Yeah.
Like, she was so angry. He did it on purpose to get the reaction for her. But, like, she was so 1,000% right of what she said to him to chew him out. Because men do think this way.
Yeah.
Some men do. Sorry. Assholes think this way. She's like, I'm going to go get one of those period simulators. I'm going to strap it to your ass. And every time I have a period, I'm going to hit your pain. And every time I have period pains, I'm going to punch you in the dick. And then I'm going
right, to like, that's this. The thing. Like, oh, so if you get hit in the balls enough time, you should be used to it by now and not complain.
And that's exactly what she said. She said that. She's good. Like, how about I kick you in the balls every time I feel like shit and have a cramp? Huh?
I will never forget the story about the woman.
Bless the ladies who don't have period pain, but some women get stuck in bed for days and days and days.
There was the story about the girl in college who went and took an exam thinking she was just having period cramps, and it turned out she had an organ failing. And her
right?
And her professor was like, you shouldn't have come in. And she was like, I thought it was cramps. Would you have said that if it was cramps?
Right. I thought you were going to say she gave birth during the test.
No.
Because I think that was an episode of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
No, it was like a burst appendix or some shit, you know?
So
like,
that happened to my friend Vicky.
Yeah.
She remember?
Yes.
Remember telling, I think she has told this story to you because I'm the asshole in this story. So we're driving in college and she's just like, oh man, I don't feel good. She's like, I got these weird cramps and blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, it's just your period. Suck it up. Take some Tylenol. Go have a nap. Turns out her appendix was flared and almost burst.
Mm-hmm.
She had to have emergency surgery. And while they were in her body, they found out not only were they removing her appendix, but she was born with one kidney and one ovary. And I told my best friend to suck it up.
Suck it up. All right, we've got
a couple
internet things of the week still.
All right. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Sorry. It's a long one, you guys.
Well, Detroit's a Temu. That's, internet thing of the week right there.
Go to Hell is Basic. I hope your favorite book gets a really bad live adaptation. Is smart. It's possible. It's terrifying.
Speaking of, Scott is really enjoying the Fallout series that's on Prime right now. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime.
Nice.
So pretty. It's a pretty decent adaptation of the video game. Yeah.
I want to make it clear, I think women can do anything, but I specifically would like to do nothing.
Amen. What is your dream job? Not to work. That's my dream job.
This is a Vincent Price and mozzarella sticks appreciation post. Reblog if you too love Vincent Price and mozzarella sticks.
I love it. What That's a amazing. Weird
thing to put together. And yet.
And yeah.
And
we're
yet.
All like, yes. Yes. We agree.
Yes, of course. Oh, one last one. All right. I wouldn't tell anyone I won the lottery, but there would be signs.
All right. I would buy a better Detroit sign.
No, this person, they're in therapy. They're going to the doctor. They're going to the dentist and they're buying groceries.
Aww,
I know.
I hate that.
It's so fucking true, though.
I have one.
Uh-huh.
It's called summer water. It's just like normal water, but it has margarita in it.
Cute. Love it. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. It's been a long one, but I hope you enjoyed it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Fuck me. Google Podcast doesn't exist already anymore. I started to say it. Apple Podcast, Podbean, Pocket Cast,
Stitcher.
Does Stitcher still exist? That's the one we got rid of. We don't
Spotify.
Spotify. You guys, we don't know what platforms we're even on. But if
we host on Podbean.
Yep, that's right.
We RSS feed to Google.
Yep. Are you sure that Google didn't leave?
No, I'm sorry. Apple.
Apple.
Uh-huh. Podcast.
Uh-huh.
You Spotify. Listen to Pocket Cast.
Yes.
And Spotify.
So if you listen on something else and want us to stream there, let us know. We can do that. We don't really know where our people listen. So if there's a different thing that you want to listen on, tell us so we can do that. You can interact with our show Twitter. Nope, we don't do Twitter. God, fuck you, Mercury Retrograde.
You can interact with our show Instagram.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. At That More Thing.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Oh, I don't know what episode this is either. I'm.
Oh, I don't know either.
Maggie.
That's not 369.
Damn, you're fine.
371? 372? 71? 371, I think.
Definitely something. All right.
371. Something like that.
Anyway.
You are on Instagram. What's your handle?
Yes, I'm on Instagram. I'm Maggie at Actual Maggie May.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 371 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
See, we got it. We got it together.
What?
Like this there. We put it together.
Fuck you, Retrograde.
Jävla fitta.
This has been a That More Thing production with original music by the Jesse Brown Experience. Find Jesse on Bandcamp at the J-E-S-S-I Brown Experience.bandcamp.com. Listen to That More Thing on Podbean, Pocket Cast, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.